May I take your hat and coat, sir?
God, yes.
Wowee, this is amazing! A bona fide oldie castle. There's a moose's head up there, just turn to watch me walk by.
And a wonderful stuffed bear, I see.
Here we are, gentlemen.
Oh, look out, Baron Old Boy. More guests.
Seems my cousin appears to have invited the servants to her New Year's celebrations.
Oi, this is my best jacket.
Good day, gentlemen. We're delighted to be here. Lady Carrington certainly has a lavish home.
Yes, the candelabrum would certainly put a smile on the face of my teller, eh, James?
Barrington, please! This is no time for such talk. Can't you see the poor gentlemen are chilled from the cold, and very probably dashed parched to boot? Michael's whiskey's all round.
Ah, I'll have a glass of water, thank you. And something non-alcoholic for my two young friends. Some sort of cherry drink, perhaps.
Of course, sir.
Oh, thanks, Doctor.
My name is Sir James Padbury, sir. My father, affectionately known among the gentry as Daddy Paddy, is the Earl of Fife.
And who's the beanpole with the face like a wet weekend in Wales?
That's Barrington Carrington, sir. Lady Rosalind's cousin.
Sir, a servant's place is not to gossip about his master's family to the other guests. I shall see that you are relieved of your duties here as soon as your evening's work has been concluded.
I'm sorry, sir. Truly I am.
Hang about. He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. Pick on him, you pick on us, meathead.
Well,
yeah?
I know, all the impertinence of it all.
My friends, my old friends, and my family, welcome to Carrington Manor on this inhospitable night. I hope that despite the storm, the new century that is almost upon us finds you in good fortune.
Some hope of that.
You should have invested it more wisely, old boy.
For those of you who notice the strangers in our midst, the Doctor is an old friend. I hope you will make him and his two young friends, Nick and Rob, very welcome.
What's going on? How does she know who we are?
Well, your names were on the invitations. Just behave like civilised guests, both of you.
Now I expect you're wondering why you're here.
It's to see in the new year, isn't it, Rossi?
Oh, well, do be quiet, James, and let her finish.
Who's the barnacled walrus in the corner? He hasn't said two words so far.
That's Lord Russell Cheshire, Lady Rosalind's brother-in-law. A rather lonely old man, I'm afraid.
Well, yes, but I also have another reason for asking you all here. Tonight, we will observe... Curse of Ritana Pura!
Ritana Pura? But isn't that...
Yes, James. The jewel of Ritana Pura, an ancient family treasure.
Blimey! A diamond!
Look at the size of that thing, Doctor. It must be worth a fortune.
And so it is, young man. £1,000,000 fortune, no less. But my family has passed down the diamond at a price. We are plagued by a curse. 100 years of bad luck.
Rosalind!
I'm sorry, my dear Rusty, but this is important. You, of all people, should know that. My own dear sister Enid died young, and in torment, as did my late husband, Royston. This gemstone has brought unhappiness and misery upon us for long enough, but tonight the curse will end.
I don't understand. If the diamond was that much trouble, why didn't you just sell it?
Oh, because she couldn't. Not without losing her social standing. It's all she's got now. Precious Royston never let anything go behind but bad debts.
I don't expect you to understand, young man. The Ritana Pura diamond has given status to my family name. It kept the business in the public eye when Royston was alive, and it makes me someone of note now. Without it, I'd have been nothing. So I've waited for this day.
And what's so special about tonight? Why will the curse end now?
Because it's 100 years since the Ritana Pura was first won by my great-uncle, Teddy Carrington. 100 years to the night. It all began on New Year's Eve, 1799.
I will not be swindled again by your cheating words, sir.
Take that back. I am a man of honour.
If you were as honourable as you were of underhand, Lord Bubby, I would certainly agree.
One day, Teddy Smythe. One day I will beat you once and for all.
I raise you 3 guineas, sir.
I see you 3 and raise you 3.
I see you 3 and I raise you £10.
You'll go too far one day, Teddy.
How much more have you got, Lord Bobby?
I see you 10 and raise you the diamond of Ratana Pura.
You can't! You just can't!
Can you afford to see me? Teddy?
No! No, you know I can't! Die, swine!
You will not! Yet!
Save your breath! I told you, Bobby! I always win in the end!
Then I curse you! For the next century, you and all your tainted family will live in the shadow of Ratanapura.
My great uncle was a scoundrel, like his father before him. He lost the game, but shot Bobby Jameson and took the Ratanapura anyway.
That's a very tragic story, Rosalind. I mean, Lady Carrington. And how did the diamond end up in your care?
Eventually, after several years of bad luck, Sir Teddy realised that the curse was real and gave it away to his sister, my mother, and that's how it came to me.
By rights, of course, the Ratanapura should have been mine. He was my great-grandfather.
How very neat. And what about you, Lord Cheshire? You're very quiet. What do you think about the curse?
Well, it's nonsense, of course, Doctor. But I was waiting for the end of the story. The final part of the curse.
The final part?
The curse will end when the ghost of Lord Bobby Jameson appears to relinquish it, and that will happen here, tonight, at midnight.
So that's it! You don't want to face the ghost alone!
Oh, great! The first New Year's party I've been invited to for ages, and the special guest is a ghost!
Bah, I've never heard anything so ridiculous in all my life.
Then none of us has anything to fear. Real or not, tonight we shall see. But let us not allow the curse to ruin our enjoyment of the evening. We will reconvene here at 5 minutes to midnight, and all will be revealed.